It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Changes are coming to Colorado's color-coded COVID-19 dial. The state health department announced the coming move Saturday. Eric France is the state's chief medical officer. He says the change is needed with widespread vaccinations happening and many pandemic metrics improving.
We have to rethink the dial, which is absolutely what we should be doing given we're in a different place in the pandemic.
State officials say they want to make the dial's framework more responsive to local conditions and provide a better balance between disease suppression and economic factors. Starting today, Pitkin County is moving down the state's COVID-19 dial after having the tightest restrictions in the state. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Since January 17th, Pitkin had been the only Colorado county in level red, which meant indoor dining was prohibited, and on-premises alcohol consumption had to end at 8 p.m., among other restrictions. Now Pitkin is back to level orange, which eases those rules, after a decline in COVID-19 cases. Restaurants are now allowed to operate at 25% capacity and can serve alcohol until 10. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A group of transgender women inmates can sue Governor Jared Polis over their treatment in Colorado prisons. That's the ruling from the state Supreme Court Monday. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The class action lawsuit alleges that Colorado is violating its Anti-Discrimination Act by housing transgender women in male prisons where they are routinely assaulted and abused. It names Polis in his capacity as governor, as well as the Department of Corrections, its director, and numerous specific employees. Lawyers for Polis argued that only the department and its employees could be sued for not upholding the law. But the state Supreme Court disagreed. It finds that the governor is an appropriate target for lawsuits when the question is whether a state department is abiding by a state law. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Coloradans have until Friday to vote on artwork for the state's new driver's license. The finalists, pictures and paintings of iconic Colorado landscapes, were submitted by members of the public. The winners, whose art is selected for the front and back of the license, will each get $500. People can vote at dmv.colorado.gov. This is CPR News.